Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Cannell. We are so happy to have you here tonight for Sunday, October 19th. Our guest is nail artist LaToya Parker of the Oxygen reality show Nailed It. Before we speak with LaToya, I just want to remind everyone that the call-in number is 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. If you want to call in and ask a question or a comment, please make sure you press the option to speak with the host. Again, don't press that option if you do not want to speak. Also, you can join us on our tweet chat by using the hashtag Beauty Lounge. And I'm going to turn it over to Denise, who has some beauty news for us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Beauty News. I have some information about a behind-the-scenes boot camp that will take place November 16th through 18th. At the Georgia International Convention Center in Atlanta, Georgia. This class is not just limited to residents of Atlanta or residents of Georgia, but if you live out of town, please do consider taking this class as well. And so, again, behind-the-scenes boot camp, November 16th through 18th, the Georgia International Convention Center in Atlanta, Georgia. The Makeup for Film TV instructor will be Marietta Carter-Narcisse. She's a makeup artist, department head. She's a member of IATSE Local 706, as well as a member of the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences. Some of her credits include I Will Always Love You, The Whitney Houston Story, Sparkle, Baby Boy, The Negotiator, The Long Kiss Goodnight, A Time to Kill, Dangerous Minds, What's Love Got to Do with It, Malcolm X, Boys in the Hood, and Ghost. The Hair for Film TV instructor will be Nancy Martinez Morrison. She's a hairstylist and also a department head and a member of IATSE Local 706 as well. Some of her credits include I Will Always Love You, The Whitney Houston, Pretty Little Liars, Entourage, Awkward, I Love You Man, McFarlane, and Partners. And there's a business branding portion to the boot camp. And the instructor for that is Judifer Pearson. She's an MBA, and she's a film entertainment business consultant at Clayton State University. And some of the people who should attend this are licensed cosmetologists, barbers, estheticians, freelance hairstylists, freelance makeup artists, also advanced hair and makeup students as well. This is a really good class for those newbies that we're always talking about. For those people who think they may want a career in film and television, this is a great class for you to take, especially for those who are just starting out in the business of film and TV, who know that that's the path they want to take and they're just starting out. This is a great class to take. Early registration is from now through October 31st. You get to save $100 off of the class price. Again, so the early bird registration will be $495 through October 31st. The full price after October 31st will be $595. This will include hands-on artistic training, business seminars, pro hair makeup supplies, panel discussion, textbook materials, a test lab, a photo shoot and high-def footage to help you immediately begin building your portfolio. There will be catered lunches. There will be a welcome break for you to relax and re-energize before the next round of classes. So, again, there will be a lunch provided for you as well as a test lab to kind of get you started on your whole portfolio thing. So you can register at morrowsbdc.org. That's www.morrowsbdc.org. And this all takes place at Clayton State. Well, it's presented by Clayton State University. And the SBDC of the University of Georgia. And, again, it takes place at the Georgia International Convention Center in Atlanta, Georgia. So if that's something that you think you're interested in and you would like to take, again, it takes place November 16th through the 18th. The class early bird registration is $495, and that's before October 31st, so the end of this month. Then after October 31st, the class price will be $595. And in this three-day boot camp, you will learn how to break down a script and maintain story, character, and continuity, the dynamics of working as a team to facilitate vision, set etiquette and professional protocols, how to pack your hair and makeup kit, trade secrets from top artists, how to become a member of IATSE, strategies for balancing a salon clientele, set work, and other freelance assignments, how to execute a test shoot and develop a reel, how to package your portfolio and promote your services, how to keep your skills sharp, your services in demand, and your business growing. So learn what it takes to work on film and television productions. So again, November 16th through 18th, Georgia International Convention Center in Atlanta, Georgia. The website for more information is morrowsbdc.org. And also, you can, besides, I know you mentioned earlier, they can join the conversation on tweetchat.com, but also if you are following us on BBM, you can also join the conversation there on our BBM channel. And for those of you who are not following our channel, if you wish to do so, you can sign up for BBM at BBM.com. And our channel pin is C as in Charlie, 002, E as in Edward, B as in Boy, 072. Again, C002EB072.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, we're going to jump right into the conversation and bring on our guest. In the beginning of the show, I introduced her as nail artist, but welcome to the show, LaToya Parker.
Hi, ladies.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Now, as a nail artist, is that what you like to be introduced as, or what do you normally call yourself? Because I know you're a hairstylist as well.
Yes, but no, nail artist is fine. I refer to myself as that.
Okay, cool. Well, I want to jump right into the conversation because I have a lot of questions that I want to ask you.
Okay.
But just introduce yourself a little to our audience just so we get an idea of who you are and, you know, when you started doing your nails and what inspired you to be on this competition show, Nailish.
Okay, well, my name is LaToya Parker, as you know, and I am based out of Miami, Florida. Nails has started for me at a young age. I mean, really young, like 5, 6, because my grandmother, she wore her nails an oval long shape all my life. So when I would go and visit her, she would have like a dresser full of nail polish. So she would always let me polish her nails. So from there, I just developed a love for it, you know, and pretty much anything inspires me because also being a nail artist, I am an artist as well. I just love art, period. I love to draw all throughout, you know, school, high school. I took art classes because that's just something that I am in love with as well. I just love being artistic and being creative.
Nice. So when it came to this reality show, was it something where they, you know, they reached out to you or you heard about it and you were able to audition, or how did it work? How did you get to where you were on the show?
Well, I did hear about it, and fortunately, they did reach out to me. They found me on Instagram, and they called me, and they asked me if I would be interested in being on the show, and, of course, I said yes. But I did have to do a Skype interview, and then eventually I had to go out and do a face-to-face interview out in L.A.
Gotcha. And so you were chosen. You went to L.A. for the competition. What would winning that competition, and I mean not just like first round winning, but winning the entire competition, winning the $100,000, what would that have meant to you and to your career as a nail artist?
I mean, it would have meant a lot. I could have really jump-started and did certain things that I wanted to do with my career. I definitely want to have my own, like, nail art studio, make it cool, you know, kind of funky and artistic. That is something that I've always wanted to do, and I still plan on doing it. I also like the fact that I could also mentor to young girls. That's something that I want to incorporate with, you know, with what I'm doing. So that could have helped me a lot, you know, with doing that and just jump-starting that whole project, you know, that I still plan on doing. But it would have meant a lot. I mean, I could have did so much, and it could have changed, you know, my career financially as well, which is always a great help. But, you know, things happen for a reason.
Right, exactly. Now, are you working in a salon right now?
Yes, I'm currently working in a salon as a nail artist.
Now, is that your salon or someone else's salon?
No, it is someone else's salon. I did have my own salon last year, but unfortunately I had to let the salon go due to differences between my business partner, and then at the time my mom was still living and she was still really sick, so it, you know, being that me and my business partner couldn't get along and my mom was sick, it was kind of like something had to go because it was beginning to be too much. But I did, you know, have a salon before, but and we were doing great. It was just, you know, like I said, the fact that me and my business partner, we were just different. We just did things differently, and unfortunately we had to separate.
Is there a big difference between working in a salon, you know, whether you have a partner or not, but just, you know, running a salon versus you working for someone else? I mean, I know that you have more responsibility as a salon owner, but did you find that there was any differences between, because you were doing nails in your own salon, or were you doing hair?
I was doing both. I was doing nails and hair. And yeah, it is. It's a big difference. You know, besides the responsibility, don't get me wrong, like having your own salon is great. But it is a lot of hard work. It's a lot of you in the beginning. It's a lot of long hours, you know, dedication and just putting all that effort that you have to put in, which is fine. But when you have someone that's not really on the same page as you, it kind of makes it difficult. So, you know, now I'm working in a salon. I just pay my booth rent, so I like it because I just have to worry about me. And right now, that's just kind of what works for me is just worrying about me. I make my schedule. I come and go as I please. I do basically whatever I want. So I like the freedom of it. So you know, I just appreciate that because it's not like that all the time when you're owning your own business, you know?
Right, absolutely. So you're working in a salon as a nail artist right now.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that, and you live in Miami, so what is it that the customers want when it comes to nail art? Is it anything in particular they're looking for, like they're always asking about, or there are certain trends that are very popular in Miami right now? What is it that they're looking for?
Well, everyone is so, it's just different. You know, I think when people go to my page, they see everything that I'm capable of doing, so they do expect it to be something great, something amazing. But, you know, everybody's just different, and some people are very, very classy but still want some type of edge. Some people just want everything. I think right now in Miami what is what's most popular is the treasure nails, the stones. That's really popular here. Like, you can get, like, all your nails painted except for two on each hand, which will have full, will be full of stones. And that's something that's really popular here in Miami.
Oh, wow. Wow. Now, as a nail artist, what inspires you as far as nail designs are concerned?
Well, I like colors. I love patterns and prints. Like I said, I'm an artist as well, so I love anything that's intricate, that's going to have a lot of tailing to it. Anything really inspires me. I can really look at anything. Sometimes I go, like, to Forever 21 and just little different stores like that, and they have, like, these amazing prints and stuff on their clothes, and stuff like that mm-hmm. inspires me. I'll look at it, and I'll say, you know, that'll be cute on a nail. So things right. in magazines, you know, different things like that. I will get, you know, inspired by.
What do you think makes a great nail artist?
What I think makes a great nail artist is someone that's able to be as creative as possible, someone that can think outside the box, someone that can listen to their client, pay attention, because like I said before, everyone is different. So I like to get a feel of my clients. I can be a pretty good judge of character within, this, you know, 5 minutes. I can tell mm-hmm. if someone's, you know, plain and just wants a little something, or I can tell if someone just, you know, wants me to go all out. And they'll let me know as well. But if you kind of pay attention to people, they'll tell you everything you need to know about them without you even asking. So if you're able to do that and just incorporate all that into the design and still satisfy the client, that, you know, makes you a great nail artist.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I ask that question because, you know, you were on this competition show, mm-hmm. and I'm sure everyone there thought they were the greatest, or, you know,
right.
or at least, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
So, and actually, when it comes to competition, you have to have that kind of confidence. What do you think is the one thing that you took away from that competition, from your experience on that show? What do you think is the one thing that you took from that show that you think you could take with you throughout the rest of your career, something that you felt like, you know, would help you, you know, for the rest of your career?
Well, you know what? The girls that were on the show with me, they compete, you know, in the competition. And that's something that I don't do. So that, you know, kind of put a thought in my head, like, well, you know, Toya, maybe you need to up your game on stuff like that as well. So that was something to me that kind of stuck out to me, because that's just not something I do. I'm a nail artist. I do nails. I love what I do. And that's just it. You know, I live, eat, breathe, you know, nails. So I just get up every morning and do what I was blessed to do. But that was something that kind of made me, you know, like, wow, that's something that I have never tapped into. And, you know, maybe I should start doing that more, because you learn so much from, you know, situations like that, and you learn from people. And I'm just always so open to stuff like that because, you know, yeah, everyone should feel confident and be, you know, think they're the greatest. But at the same time, you know, I'll say it over and over again, you know, you have to be humble at all times, and you have to be open and, you know, just willing to learn, because you can learn something new from anybody, you know, every single day. So, you know, that was something that, you know, like I said, I took, you know, from the show.
Absolutely. I just want to remind those of you who are out there listening that the call-in number, if you have comments or questions, is 914-803-4399. Again, press the option to speak with the host if you have a comment or question. I guess I want to talk now just a little bit. I guess I'll go into the competition a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out where I want to start, because it was so much that I want. First of all, let me just say, first of all, I absolutely love your work.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I was saying to our guest, Tracy Sutter, who's a celebrity nail artist, I was saying to her that I was like, Latoya could do my nails any day. And you know what? I'm not really into a lot of designs. Like, I love looking at everybody's, you know, design work. But when it comes to my nails, like, I can only do, like, an accent nail, and then I'm pretty much good, because the more I have to look at, it'll probably have to come off. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, that's
right.
And
right.
I think it may just be me, because, you know, back in the day, I used to be a tax accountant, and we were just very conservative. And at one time, they said, you know, you can't wear red nail polish because it streaks the tax returns. So at some point, I just stopped wearing nail polish altogether so that I wouldn't forget what color I'm wearing. And you know, so I think after a while, I've got, and I'm a nail tech. I'm not no nail artist, but. So I guess I just, you know, for me, I love it, but I don't do a lot of it. So
right.
I'm just
thinking, and I mean, I have a lot of clients that are like that too, you know, and which is fine, because you have that accent nail that you can, you know, do something a little fun, not too much, but just a little bit.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I loved your work. What did you think of, I guess, the work of the other two contestants mm-hmm. that were on you? Because you guys were the first three. So
right.
what did you think of some of the work of the other contestants? Did you know of them before the show? I know you're on Instagram, and I think they are as well. Did you know
right.
of them? Had you seen their work?
No, I did not know them prior to the show. I think they're good nail techs, I will say
mm-hmm.
that. Jamie in particular, she's good. She's artistic. She does good work. You know, she does good work for the type of clientele that she has. I respect them as nail techs. So, you know, I think they're good at what they do. Classic, she's good as well. But I don't know, like I said, and, you know, no shade to them or anything, but I am an artist, and I just don't mm-hmm. feel like, not necessarily Jamie, but don't really feel like she's an artist. I feel like she's a really good nail tech. Her foundation, her technique is really, really good, really clean, but she doesn't do a lot of artistry, which is fine. You know, you have your different type of nail tech. There's nothing wrong with that. But I just don't, she's not swagged out when it comes to nail art. I just don't think that she is.
So basically what you're saying is, on this competition show, even though it's a competition show about nail art, basically you have to be a great nail tech as well. And in being a great nail tech, you know, knowing how to do some of the different techniques that it takes to create some of the nails and the designs that they were asking for.
Right. I mean
gotcha.
That was something that, you know, they it required from us as well. You know, they, you know, were mm-hmm. very critical when it came to that. Not only just the artistry
mm-hmm.
of the design of the nails, but they also were looking, you know, at technique as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, classic, she does. What you say, honey?
No, I'm sorry. I was going to say, did that put a lot of pressure on you? I mean, you know,
no.
to have to be good at mm-hmm. almost everything.
No, it didn't, because, I mean, I didn't have, I'm not one of those type of people where I have to say out loud how great I think I am, but, I mean, I just felt like, you know, I'm good.
I mean, did it put a lot of pressure on you to, you know, the fact that you had to be good at, you know, like with the you know, your technique and knowing how to do all other things as well as the nail art. Did that seem like it put a lot of pressure on you?
I wouldn't say pressure, but like with certain things, for instance, like I don't necessarily do 3D nail art all the time. I actually don't really do it at all because my clientele, they just don't require me to do it. So that's not right. something that I always do all the time. And I know from, you know, just from, you know, researching and doing my research in the past on when you're doing those competitions, that is something that you repeatedly do. So that's why, mm-hmm. you know, Jamie and Classy, they're really good at that because they do it and they compete with it. So I was just like, oh, but to me, even if I feel like I can't do something, I'm still going to try. You know, I'm going to try my best
right.
And I'm going to wing it. As long as I possibly can. You know,
and we're going to talk about that in a few minutes in a little bit more detail.
But that is what I think I was so most impressed with you by, was the fact that, you know, you did give it some effort to, you know, to try to do the things that you weren't necessarily totally comfortable with. You know what I mean?
Right. And you know, people were talking and mad because, you know, I kept saying, you know, talking about the duck feet, of course. But what people don't realize, too, I did that on purpose because I did not want to do classic nails. So skulls, I don't do that. So I said, you know what, I would rather do Jamie's duck feet than do classic skulls, that the stuff that she did. So, of course, I kept saying it, and what did she do? She chose me for the duck nails. So
right.
that was something that I did on purpose.
But I thought, when you finished, I thought those nails looked great. Like I mean, of course, I don't like that shape of nail, but
right.
you made it look a little classy, you know. So
right.
I really liked what you did afterwards. I mean,
right.
now that we're talking about classic just a little bit, how was it working with her as far as having to listen to her all the time? Because I mean, just sitting watching the show, it was irritating. To just have to sit there and listen to her constantly talk about how good she was, and even when they're judging her, like constantly, you know, it's just like all the back talk and all the "I'm so great" and the shocked
right.
look when they might have said something that she thought was negative against her, you know.
Right. You
how
know,
was
it's
that?
Funny. It's funny because I mean. I guess when you're going on TV, you have to kind of like, you know, put on for the TV. And that's basically what she was doing, because when she was not on camera, she wasn't acting like that. She was not acting like that at all. Yeah, she
was
not. She waited until she went with just the producer and them alone, when she was, you know, by herself. She waited then to do that because she wasn't like that with me and Jamie. She was like, oh, you know, we're all great and this and sugar and cream, and you know, she wasn't like that with us. So that's actually, it was funny to watch. You know, I was like, wow, well, she would have said some of that stuff, you know, when we were all together. But she did not. She was smart and she did not do that.
Right. I want to back up just a little bit, because I want to talk about the duck feet again, but I want to back up for a minute and continue a little bit in this area. When we're talking about the 3D nail
mm-hmm.
art, I'm kind of feeling like, because I know, if I'm not mistaken, I believe Classic does a lot of competition.
Mm-hmm.
I remember her saying. And I can't remember about Jamie with the competitions or not, but I know that Jamie has a salon, and I can't remember her 3D work. But
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about, because I know you said that on the show you use molds because you had run out of a little bit, you know, used up a lot of your time.
Right.
Is that something with this particular competition, the mold, is that something that, okay, it's there for you to use, but they would rather you do them kind of freestyling?
Yeah, because with the mold, the shape is there for you. Basically, all you have to do is put the acrylic in and pop it out, and then, you know, it's there.
Right.
When you do it yourself, it kind of really shows your ability to create something and make it and, you know, hit it spot on. It just really
mm-hmm.
shows your capability in doing that, you know, versus you using the mold. It's, you know, with the mold, it's like, okay, of course you made that shape because it's already been shaped for you. All you had to do was put in the acrylic and that was it, you know, versus you doing it by hand. And it's like, wow, she did that by hand. Like, that's amazing, you know.
Right. But it kind of makes me wonder, okay, well, then why are the molds there then? But
right.
I get it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I get it.
But okay. All right. I just wondered about that when I saw the show. You know, they were talking about that. I was just like, okay, well, why are they there? But
right,
man, I get it.
Right.
Where did all that 3D nail art get so popular?
Well, see, the thing about it is I've only seen so much in those competitions. That's where I would see it. I mean, I would see people do all these murals, and they're beautiful, and they're competition nails. Now, versus someone, you know, wearing it every single day, now, it's the 3D, the most 3D that I get is the roses that you see, you know, now that's popular as well. And those are beautiful. And they're not too much. They're not sitting off too high off the nail. But it's 3D because, you know, that's the effect of it. That's the look of it. But when I think of 3D, I just think of competition nails because that's not really something that people are going to want to wear every single day. And that's my clientele, you know. So it's always been around, and it's always been, you know, in the industry. It's just that, like I said, I would always see it in the competitions.
Right. Let me ask you, those competition nail art versus, and this is, I made this name up myself, but versus salon nail art,
mm-hmm.
I see it as something totally different. Like you said, your clients aren't really asking for the 3D stuff. You know, some people, because I know Candy Yams does a lot of it, and I'm sure,
yeah.
I assume clients are asking for it, but how do you feel about nail artists who are on the show who, you know, they're just used to doing their clients, you know, but they, you know, they're all great and special and, you know, really great at what they do. But,
right.
And speaking like for yourself, like you don't do the competition style nails. Do you think
mm-hmm.
that artists like yourself and that's still in the competition, if they are going to have to work a lot harder to kind of, you know, get past these people who are great at the 3D nail art and, you know, who do that stuff all the time?
You know what? I wouldn't necessarily say that they're going to have to work harder. If the challenge requires them to, you know, do something involving 3D, then yes. But, you know, it just depends. It depends on the challenge too, because just because you might do 3D and you do that in your challenge, it may not be what the judges are looking for. And the person that did something flat, flat art, they did better than the person that did 3D. So it really just depends on, you know, what those particular judges on your episode are looking for, you know. And, you know, sometimes it's just really, at the end of the day, how you put it together. And when those judges look down, does everything flow? Does everything make sense, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I said that because I know in the second challenge so far, like I said, it's just so far, the first two episodes, you know, the
mm-hmm.
second challenge, they've been wanting you to include the 3D art.
Right.
So just assumed that that was something that they were going to probably do, you know, in on each episode. So I guess we'll have
right.
to wait and we'll have to wait and see that. Speaking of the judges, what did you think about the criticism? And I'm speaking mainly of the two competitions that you were in on the first episode. What did you
mm-hmm.
think about criticism of your work?
Although I appreciated, you know, the criticism, and I'm not one to, you know, get mad or anything like that, but of course, I mean, I felt like I didn't agree. You know, I asked my client in the first challenge, in the quick dry challenge, I asked her, you know, what she wanted. Of course, the challenge was to create something inspired by the statement piece, and I think I did that. But, you know, we also talked about she said, I like edge, I like purple. So I kind of incorporated, you know, everything, and I guess that's why you saw all those elements on the nails, and the judges just felt like they couldn't really, you know, see them all coming together. But I listened to my client and I did what she asked me, and that's why she loved her nails, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the elimination chatter, I definitely didn't agree because it's kind of like you have to me, for me, I don't know, you have to take into consideration like, wow, this is the first time she ever did, I mean, literally ever did that before. And right. I just feel like I did an amazing job. And when you look at, you know, for instance, Jamie did a great job. I like, you know, what she did with Classic. I'm so sorry, but she did not do anything close to what my nails looked like. I just thought they were a hot mess. And it was too much. It was too much. They were supposed to be sexy. I don't know where the blue came from. She just did too much. And
yeah,
it was
almost ridiculous. Like
it
even
was.
I wouldn't have wanted to even wear that in a competition.
Right.
It was entirely too much.
It was. It really was. So it confused me then in my mind. I'm like, okay, well, what are these judges looking for? Because I'm sorry, like that. It was just too much. It was not.
Yeah.
It did not look good at all. I'm so sorry.
No, it didn't.
Well, you totally upgraded Jamie's Duffy. I mean, totally.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fact that, like, you know, in her picture, they were on short nails, and you had to do them on long nails.
Right.
I mean, It was absolutely beautiful. Like, me, who don't really get into a bunch of nail designs, would probably wear those long duffy. That's how much
right.
I liked it.
Thank you.
It was really, like, you totally upgraded. And I felt like you did, by doing that, I felt like you did what the challenge asked for.
Right.
You know, it was just awesome. And the fact that you've never done that before, oh, my God. I mean, I think they gave you guys, what was it, 6 hours for this challenge?
Yeah, 6 hours.
6 hours. And then, if I'm not mistaken, I think pretty much it was 4 hours just working, you know, with the nail or what have you. And then the last 2 hours you kind of did your design. Is that correct?
Right, correct.
What was going through your mind when you were trying to get these duck nails together?
Basically get it done. Like, if you used to get this shape done, get this acrylic on, you know, so you can keep your design. I was enough, because typically, you know, on a normal day when I'm at work, it takes me about 45 minutes to an hour, depending on what kind of designs and how many I'm doing, you know, to do it for a client. But I just basically wanted to get it done and just, you know, be finished in time, you know, in the time that I had. So I just wanted to get them done, get that shape done. And
hey,
I was also just like, they're so ugly. Why do people wear these nails? Why? I just don't get it. I don't. I'm so sorry. And Jamie had made a comment. You know, when I watched the show, she made a comment and she was like, you know, girl, Tony, what are you doing, girl? You need to hurry up. And I'm just like, okay, of course you say that. You do this every day. Remember, this is my first time doing this.
Right.
So, yeah.
Because you guys are actually sitting there working, but you're even talking to each other while you're working.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I missed what you said. What did you say?
Yeah, we were sitting there working, and you know, we were talking amongst each other as well.
Now, are you allowed to help one another?
No,
okay.
Not at all. Yeah.
So let me ask a question, because we're talking about the 3D art. How healthy is it for the natural nail? Because I'm assuming a lot of this 3D art is on, you know, just acrylic nails and all that.
Mm-hmm.
How healthy is, do you ever do any of this 3D art on natural nails?
No, I would not do any 3D art on a natural nail, because to me, it would just be too much. And
mm-hmm.
Also, there's no foundation there for it to,
right.
A solid foundation for it to sit on. It needs to be something there you know, hard, that's going to be solid for that, you know, 3D to stick on. So I wouldn't even do it on natural nail. The only thing I probably would do is the like some roses to, and you know, that's it, and make sure they're still kind of flat, but enough where you can see the effect, and that's it. But I wouldn't do anything else but that.
Okay, so if you when you're not doing it on the natural nail, how still in a way damaging to the natural nail to have all of this stuff on the nail? Because when I think about what Classic did in the in that one competition, you know, it just seemed, everything just seems to be so heavy.
Right.
Like,
right.
how much damage is it doing, is all of that on the nail doing to the natural nail?
Well, it depends on application. Typically with those type of nails, now if you're sculpting, you have acrylic on. So there is a barrier, there is a solid foundation, you know, where you don't have to worry about it being damaging. It will probably just feel heavy, but it won't be actually, you know, damaging to the nail because you have that barrier there. But those particular nails that they, you know, they gave us, they were just long tips. So, and you just basically, you put like a sticker, a sticky on the back of it, and you attach it to your nail. And some people use that as an application to, you know, showcase the design. So it really just depends on the artist and how they, you know, go about the application.
Okay, so it's just a little something sticky on the back to keep the nail on, to keep the tip on.
Kind of like press on. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Now, it would, like, if you were at your salon, how would you do that? Would you have something that's sticky on the back of a tip, or would you actually, you know, use glue?
Well, me, I would want to lay down acrylic first, because for me, it's kind of like you want the client to last. You know, it's kind of pricey to get your nails in, especially if you're getting 3D and stuff like that. It's kind of expensive, so I would definitely want it to last. So I will go with the acrylic, you know, application first, and then go ahead and building and doing the design for the 3D design from there.
So you would do the acrylic overlay on the natural nail.
Right.
And then build the design on top of that.
Right.
So how long would something like that last on the nail?
It depends on the client. To me, I'm thinking at least 2 to 3 weeks, depending on what all you get done, how much you have going on the nails as far as 3D is concerned. But it, you know, it depends on the client too. Like, you know, clients go home and they do so much, and some clients do so little. So it really just depends on the person and how careful they are with their nails.
So if the client came back in 2 to 3 weeks and they were going to get their nails done all over, like, what's the process then at that point?
You basically just break the nail down. You take all what you did off. You know, by that time, I'm sure they need a refill, so you refill the nail. Well, you first take all the 3D art off, and then you, you know, give them a refill, and then you go ahead and proceed with, you know, whatever design they want next.
So pretty much, you know, the client has to commit to having acrylic on their nail then if they want all of this stuff.
Yeah, I would say so. If they want it to last, I would not, you know, just put that on natural nail and expect it to last, because a normal nail polish doesn't last on a natural nail that long. Versus, I mean, especially, you know, 3D and stuff like that. You want some type of, you know, like I said, solid foundation there.
Right. So how, because for me, I don't like acrylic. So that's what I'm just wondering, how damaging is all of this to the nails? Like, let's just say a client goes through getting all this stuff on their nails. Let's just say in a 6 to 10 month period of time. If they decided to just stop getting all of this stuff done and just wear their natural nails, how damaging is it to their natural nail?
Well, anytime you put on acrylic, you know, you're weakening your nail bed. So, I mean, it is going to make your nails weak. It's not the most healthiest thing to put on your nail, honestly. So you would, if they, you know, committed to that and they wanted to wear it, that's fine. But, you know, after they are finished with wearing that style of nail, they definitely would, you know, take it off, and they would have to rebuild their nail back and, you know, just probably get, you know, normal manicures and use, like, a straightener mm-hmm. on their nail to rebuild that nail bed back.
Gotcha.
Now, is it just pretty much the same beast, kind of?
What did you say, hon?
I said, is acrylic and gel somewhat of the same beast? Some people say, well, you know, try gel. It's a healthier alternative, but isn't it pretty much very similar in what it really
is? Well, gel is healthier. It's not as damaging to the nail as acrylic. The application is a little bit different, and it is. It's not, you know, when you remove that gel off the nail, to me it does not take off as many layers as regular acrylic does.
Gotcha.
Now, we have a question on Twitter from Fran, at LadyCarolina48. She's asking, how long should you keep nail polish on? And I'm just assuming she means just on, you know, natural nails.
I would say like a week and a half, because by that time, if you're lucky, it hasn't, you know, it's probably
right.
chipping by then. Yeah, by then it's probably chipping, because it just does not, you know, typically last that long, depending on if you're using a base coat or, but I would say about a week and a half.
Okay.
Gotcha. Cool. If you were able to stay on this competition
mm-hmm.
show,
mm-hmm.
what would you have wanted the Nailed It audience to see from LaToya?
I would have wanted them to definitely see my creativity and see my ability to adapt to any situation. And my ability to step outside the box and be different. I always try to be different. I never want to be the same as someone else. So I feel like I could have showcased that more on the show. And, you know, I would have wanted my audience to see that and see how versatile I can be as well.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because when I watch reality shows that has anything to do with beauty, like if it's a makeup reality show, hair, nails,
mm-hmm.
now the nails is new, but I always like when they first come in, I always like don't even know anything about them, haven't seen their work, you know, no more than what they show, like when you're walking in, but I always like pick one person
mm-hmm.
And when they, you know, when they, you walked in and they showed your work, I was like, oh, I like her work, you know, but we started to just watch the show and watch as the competition was coming along. And after the first challenge was going on, I was like, okay, I'm following LaToya. So now that you're no longer on the show, but episode 2 has, you know, been out there, who did you mm-hmm. like from episode 2? And then of the people, of the two that, well, there's one winner and then there's one that comes in second place. So
mm-hmm.
of the first and second place, from the second episode,
mm-hmm.
who are you looking to see in the finals out of the two in the second episode?
Out of the two. Well, the two people that actually from the second episode, Love Peace Nails and China Nails, I actually followed them. China Nails is actually from Fort Lauderdale, so she is my fellow Florida nail tech. So I was,
mm-hmm.
you know, happy to see both of them continue on. I like their work. Tao, I think her name is, she's more, she's, you know, really artistic. She likes to do fun and funky stuff like I do, so I really liked her. And I like China as well. China, she does a lot of the stone. She's a bling queen, like she called herself, and she does a lot of the treasure nails. So I was happy to see continue on and move on in the competition.
Nice. So you were happy with episode 2 then?
I was happy with their choices. Yeah, I was.
Okay. What did you think about some of the nail art? Anything in particular that you liked out of the two competitions?
I really liked how she created that syringe with the candy inside of it. I thought that was amazing. It was different. It was like that was something that, you know, I would have done. That was that set herself apart from the two other, you know, contestants on the show. So I appreciate that of her, and I loved it. I just thought that was super cute.
Yeah, they were excited about it too.
Yeah.
So I think that just, you know, just watching it and just kind of watching patterns of things that's going on in the show, I think that that's one of the things that you have to do is you have to do something that's going to really set you apart. Not, I mean, you know, do what they're asking, of course, but just also do something that's going to set you apart. Because honestly, even if it's something that's not so perfect about, you know, if you played it safe or, you know, something that's not so great about your work, I think if you do something that's going to set you apart that can kind of like wow them, it might distract them from what didn't do right or, you know. The competition in the second episode where I think it was, the second competition, and you remember when, and I forget her name, but the judge, when she came through and she saw that Chyna and Tamika were both doing ice cream cones. And then she said something about, you all have to be careful, I guess, you know, to see what the other one's doing. Like, my thing was, you guys sit really, you know, close to each other. You're all working.
Right.
So now Tamika said she was doing it first. Okay, so if Tamika was doing it first, if Chyna starts to do it, is it something where Chyna say, look over and say, okay, Tamika's doing an ice cream cone. I really wanted to do an ice cream cone. Does Chyna at that point say, okay, let me not do an ice cream cone? Is that kind of what the judge is pretty much saying? You guys got to watch each other so that you're both not doing the same thing?
You know what? See, that's what I mean about setting yourself apart. Because, see, in the nail art industry, ice cream cones are something common. I wouldn't have even dared do that because it's kind of like it's expected. So, because now at this point it's like, okay, well, now we have to judge who did the best ice cream cone. Versus if you just didn't do that at all and you did something different, that you know, that's it. You don't have to worry about them trying to compare the two ice cream cones and trying to see who did it best. Just do something totally different and wow them, you know. But
right.
Yeah.
Right.
I just, you know, that's what I mean. Like, I just would not have even did that because that's something kind of common in nail artistry is ice cream cones, the dripping of the ice cream cone, especially in the 3D effect.
Right, right. Exactly. Okay, so Tao, she won episode two.
Mm-hmm.
Other than you really liked her work, but what about her work really stood out to you, I guess, over the other two?
Well, like, she did things that were different. Besides the syringe, she had did, like, a booty with candy on it. I thought that was cute. It was different. Her mind went somewhere else that their mind wasn't, you know. It's already a candy theme, you know. So, of course, the theme is going to be somewhat similar. But, see, now you have to make your mind go there and make it go to a place where it's just going to be outside of that box and just different than what these two are about to be doing. And for me, that's what Tao did.
Gotcha. So it's going to be interesting. So let's see, we have Classic and we have Tao so far. And basically, I believe, based on everything that you've said tonight, I think that you probably, if you had to pick one so far between the two, I'm sure you would be picking Tao.
Yes, I would.
And the reason why I said that, but the reason why I said that is because just listening to you tonight, you talked a lot about thinking out of the box and doing something different, setting yourself apart, and that was definitely what Tao did. And then I think I remember hearing you say, you know, that Classic, you know, her technical work was great, but you really didn't see her as an artist. So that's the reason why, where I came up with that conclusion.
what do you think is going to be most important as things come down the line, you get closer and closer to this competition? Do you think that your technical skill is going to really carry some of these, the ones who are winning each episode? Do you think their technical skill is what's going to carry them, really carry them through the competition? I know that this is a nail art competition and you have to be great at nail art, but do you think it's going to be more of the technical skill which is going to get them there versus the nail art, your ability to do great nail art?
Well, honestly, I think it's going to be both because, you know, technical-wise, they want things clean. They want it neat. They want precision. You know, this is a nail art competition show. It's $100,000 on the line, so they want precision. They want everything clean. They want neat. They want lines to be straight. So, you know, yeah, in that aspect, as far as technical, yes, the artistry as well. How did you execute this challenge? And how did you wow us with what you created? You know, what did your mind think to do to create this amazing nail art? So to me, I really feel like both are going to play a very big part in whoever, you know, is going to win the show. And they need to, you know, be excellent at both, basically.
Mm-hmm. And is there anything that you would have done differently when you were on episode one?
Is there anything I would have done differently? You know what? The only thing I probably would have done differently is in the first challenge, I would have did probably different colors. I think back now and I'm like, man, I should have did all white and I should have added just like a little bit of black. Because see, even since the show, I've grown and I've changed and I've did different, you know, now I'm doing some different things and now I wish I could have went there now because I would have killed that first challenge.
Right.
But,
right.
but you know, it's okay.
That was going to be my next question. You know, now that, you know, the competition is no longer going on for you, what's different for you and how has that experience even changed you as a nail artist?
Right. I mean, I'm constantly, you know, trying to find different things, what's new, what's out. You know, I do pay attention to my fellow nail artists to see what they're doing just so I can, like, okay, they're all doing this, let me do this. So I do pay close attention to what everyone's doing and what the trends are, and I can do that as well because you have your clients, they want that, and that's fine. It's all about the client, but, you know, I'm also always trying to find what's the new best thing to use, how can I incorporate different objects into the design. So, you know, like I said, since the show, of course, I'm just like, okay, I'm just trying to be extremely wild and crazy different. And, you know, whatever I need to do that, I'm going to do it. So
are you trying more 3D?
I am practicing that more because I just hope and pray to God that they have me come back for whatever reason, for a new season or whatever, and I will be ready. And yes, I am practicing more of my 3D. I am so fond of this nail artist. She is so amazing. Her name is Nail Girl NYC. And the 3D art that this girl does, the 3D
work
I don't know if she has a clientele and she does actual nails, but on her Instagram page, that is what she does, and she is amazing. Now, that 3D that she does, I would wear that. Like, I would have her do at least one of my nails on each hand. Like, I would wear it. It's amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
So she inspires me, and I just wish I could just sit with her and just watch everything that she does because she's just so amazing. But, yeah, I'm definitely trying to get on her level for sure.
Yeah, she does amazing. She does some amazing nail work for sure.
She really does.
And you answered one of my last questions, which was going to be, who, you know, whose work do you like out there? But Nail Girl NYC is really good.
Yeah, I love her.
Nail Picasso and Nail Matrix.
Yes. I follow them.
I haven't seen him do 3D, though, but
Yeah, Nell Picasso, you know, just like her name, she does amazing nail art, paint, like flat paint work. She's amazing. I love her. I love Terrence Terry. I love Nails by Regina. She's amazing. I love Candy Ham. She's amazing. She's really fun and edgy with her work as well. I love Queen of Nails. She's amazing. Coochie Nails in Atlanta. I have a lot of people that I just respect, and I just love their work, and I just love everything that they do. There's so many, but those are, like, I can say they're on my top list of the people that I love, the nail artists that I love.
And I have to say, you know, and I know, like you said, sometimes practice is doing certain things. I found you to be very humble, just a great personality, great spirit about you, which I
think
was great. And I think that alone will carry you a long way, more so than your talent as a nail artist. So I just thought that was very good to see, especially after, you know, her on the show.
Right.
So that was really good to see. Last question, and this doesn't have anything to do with nails, but what is beauty to you?
What is what, hon?
What is beauty to you?
What is beauty to me? You know, beauty to me is your spirit, you being able to be humble. I don't care how pretty you are. If your attitude and your spirit is nasty, I know for me, I don't even want to be around you. And I just feel like that, it just goes hand in hand. And like you said, it will take you places and it will, you know, take you far in life because, you know, people are going to love you. People are going to want to be around you. And to me, that's what beauty is, just, you know, carrying yourself in a certain manner, having, you know, respect for yourself. And like I said, just being humble because no matter how good you are at something, there's always room for growth, and there's always someone else that's just as good as you, that's, you know, doing the same thing, you know, that you are. And I'm just I'm very spiritual. I'm not one of those, I don't go to church every Sunday, but I do, I have a very close relationship with him, and I just feel like what he gives you, he can take away from you. So I will never in a million years try to make it seem like it's all me because it's not. It's him that gives me this talent to go out here every day and do what I love. So I'm not going to go out here and just act like I'm the baddest in the nation because, like I said, what he gives you, he can take away. So I'm just humble and I'm blessed to be able to get up and do what I love every single day. And I, you know, just hope to continue to do that and go as far as I possibly can.
Absolutely, and I'm sure you will. And I'm just hoping that they'll do something, you know, like something strange, like right before the competition, you know, the final competition. Before that comes up, I'm hoping they'll say, throw a twist in there and like, bring back everybody who was, you know, taken off of the show and, like, let them all duke it out and pick a winner from that, you know. And, you know,
right.
That'll be you. And then go on to the competition. But if not, we will see you in, I'm sure, another season. I don't see why not.
Yes, I hope so. I'm praying for that so I can go back and, you know, do it all over again.
Really, I would love to see it for sure. And when I'm in my office, I'm going to look you up.
Please do.
I'm going to be bold and I'm going to be daring. I'm going to let you decide all 10.
It sounds good.
Okay. Well, shout out your Instagram for those people who want to follow you and take a look at your work.
Okay, everybody, if you want to check me out on Instagram, you can follow me at nailartaddict305 and just check out my work. Leave any comments or any opinions that you have and come check me out in Miami.
All right, sounds good. Well, thank you so much, Latoya, for joining us. We really do appreciate it.
Yes. You're welcome, ladies. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, thank you. And Anisha, any last words you want to say before we go?
Follow us on our social networks. On Facebook, we're Beauty Talk Online Radio. On Twitter, we are at @beauty_talk. And on Instagram, we're at @beauty_talk_media. And I gave out the BBM in the beginning of the show, but I can give the BBM again right now. You can download BBM on BBM.com. And our PIN number to follow us is C002EB072.
And I'm going to do something that I never really do, but and on all the social media networks, Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook, Twitter, and I'm probably missing something, Google Plus, I am Janice Tunell, and that's JanicetunnEll. And then my sister Denise, she is Denise Tunell on all those social media networks, and that's DenisCTunnell. You can find us all there. And like Toya, you know, leave us your comments, any questions you may have, and we'll get right back to you. So we thank you guys again for listening, tuning in tonight. And as always, tell a friend about Beauty Talk and join us every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to find out who our guests for next week will be. So until then, everybody have a beautiful and blessed week. Good night, everybody.
Good night.